Yo, why am I constantly tired? I have headaches, anxiety, sometimes muscle pain, digestive disorders, and brain fog. What's happening to me? Today, on our second episode, we will be discussing all of these and focusing on chronic fatigue, meaning being constantly tired, and understand what's really happening in your body on a cellular level that brings all of these symptoms to you. This is Before Seeing the Doctor with Deborah and Ian. Hello, welcome back again. I'm happy that you found time to tune in and listen to this episode. I am speaking to you from Houston, Texas, and I believe this is my second time in Texas and overall third time in America. As you know, I love traveling and I do traveling. And if there's one thing that I noticed about America is I believe they have high number of obese people. At least for my side, this is what I saw in the streets. And I was planning to talk about something else, but I felt I should talk about this particularly right now. We're going to talk about inflammation. And what pushed me was the hotel receptionist. I and my friends tried to ask if we could go to a grocery store that's next to the hotel. It's not that far, so we wanted to ask and get a map so we could walk there, but this guy said it's not a walkable distance, like we need a cab, we need a bus, or we need something for that. And for a moment we doubted, but according to Google it said it's a 20 minutes walk. And I realized, okay, probably for him this is not a walkable distance, but for me, I do evening walks most of the times, and I walk, you know, I don't know. So for me, 20 minutes, it's nothing, because I've walked an hour, 2 hours. And I realized, okay, I think the lifestyle here is everyone uses a car and people don't really fancy walking. And maybe that could be another reason for, obesity numbers in US. So I wanted to talk about this, and I wanted to connect this with inflammation. A reason why, apart from other causes of tiredness, let's say heart diseases and blood pressure diseases, all of these things that could make someone tired, but there's also another thing that we tend to overlook or ignore that keeps us constantly tired, and this is inflammation. So I will try and explain on this episode in a very, very simpler way, because I believe not everyone has a medical background. So I won't go as deep with the terminologies. I'll try to be as simple as possible, because the end goal is to have you understand what's happening to you or to your body. So stay with me and let's uncover the miseries of inflammation and being constantly tired or chronic fatigue. Alright, so if you remember from the previous episode, the very first episode, we talked about food sensitivity, and this food sensitivity is one of the very many inflammation processes in the body, because basically inflammation is just the release of chemicals and proteins from the immune and other cells that defend your body and attack the foreign bodies, but can also damage your tissues. So initially, this process is only intended to attack the bad guys. These are like your soldiers, your body soldiers that attack anything that seems to be off, something that is not, they cannot recognize. However, this process can also damage your tissues. And we discussed how food can also cause inflammation, and this is how it it leads to the food sensitivity. But today, let's talk about generally just inflammation and how it makes you feel tired. One amongst other main symptoms of inflammation, chronic inflammation. So before we discuss chronic, let's have an overview. So as we said, inflammation is just it's just the process that your body cells tend to attack foreign bodies, and you can have acute inflammation and chronic inflammation. Acute is like an instant one, instant process. Immediately, let's say for example you are cooking and you cut your finger with a knife, immediately your immune cells will rush and attack any foreign bacteria or anything coming through. And with the acute inflammation, you will see some of the things locally, like you will feel your skin being tender, perhaps there will be pus, or it will be very hot, this area that's very hot. So you know that, okay, there's an inflammation process going on, and once it finishes, it goes away. But what happens to chronic inflammation? The chronic inflammation, now this affects almost all cells in your body. This is a systemic process or a response of inflammation, unlike local, where only the cells around that area will undergo the inflammation process. So sometimes acute, if it's untreated, it progresses to the chronic, or due to other other disorders in your body can prolong the process and make it become chronic. All right, so I want to discuss with you something called CDR, long form is cell danger response. So once you have inflammation and your cell triggers this, like it responds to this signal that we are having an inflammation, this is danger, right? Because they understand there is foreign bodies that have invaded in our system, in our body. So when this happens, the mitochondria is being triggered by your brain to leave the cell and go out to produce energy. Mitochondria is a very specific part of the cell that produces energy, also called as ATP. So mitochondria leaves the cell to continue producing energy in your body, but from outside, so it can strengthen the cell membrane, until when the brain will trigger it again to say, okay, we're now okay, the threat is gone, we won the battle, then you can return back and continue making the ATP within the cell. This is why during this time, and if you're having chronic inflammation, it means your ATP is constantly producing our energy from outside the cell, trying to strengthen the cells and leaving you without energy. You will notice this when you're having flu, right? So flu is a virus, and like any other foreign body, the inflammation process will start. And that's why when you're having this bad flu, you tend to feel weak, because the cell is no longer producing energy from within. And how can you detect that you're having inflammation in your body? Sometimes you might know the cause, sometimes you might not know, but you're actually on inflammation. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people today walking with multiple even inflammations going on, that they're completely unaware, because you do not have the local local symptoms that can make you understand something is wrong here or something is wrong there. Yeah, then the symptoms are too general. Like I mentioned earlier, you have brain fog, fatigue, headache, anxiety, pain, some digestive disorders, a lot of them. And you might overlook them and think, okay, anxiety, maybe I'm just thinking about something, or headache, maybe I just didn't drink enough water. But this is actually a chronic inflammation. They might be simple symptoms that you can ignore, but unfortunately, inflammation invites a lot more diseases, and inflammation can even cause the fat cells, you know, the puffiness. Some people are actually fat and obese because of these fat cells from the inflammation, and losing this weight is way difficult than the normal fat cells. The easiest way to identify the inflammation, if you do have it or not, is doing a blood test, CRP, the C-reactive protein. It will tell you the information that there is inflammation, because if the numbers are high, then there is high inflammation process going on. But it won't tell you where exactly the inflammation is, so you and your doctor can then try and investigate where exactly the inflammation is coming from. But what can you do? What can you do in your day-to-day life to try and avoid this situation? I will recommend a couple of things, starting with the quality sleep. Get enough sleep. You might not understand how, but this is very, very crucial. I would love to explain this on another episode when we'll be talking about sleep. If possible, you can eliminate gluten. I know we are all genetically different. Some people have no problem with gluten, but some do. And when I say a problem, I don't mean allergy. That's another high level, but you can have a reaction to gluten, and even this inflammation due to gluten. If you can eliminate or reduce, will be awesome. Exercises will help a lot, just like increasing your body temperature or the heat as you're exercising. It helps with building the health of your mitochondria. There's also some studies about the telomere length that's linked to cancer and other genetical studies. Another thing that you could do is your nutrients and supplements. Today we have a lot of articles, a lot of people talking about anti-inflammatory foods, and maybe you think like, do I really need this food? Do I not? But they are very, very helpful, and I would recommend something like mushroom. There's a lot of kinds of mushrooms. Whichever one you take, they have high anti-inflammatory properties. Blueberries are very, very good. When you talk about spices, turmeric is a good one. Cold water fish, the omega-3, is a very good anti-inflammatory. If you're vegan and you do not eat any kind of meat, you could consume this from chia seeds. And any kind of protein is really good as well. And the most important thing in your diet is to reduce sugar. Sugar helps. It's like, I don't know, it blows the wind to the fire, you know. And it kind of makes this chronic inflammation even boom bigger, because sometimes you have this inflammation chronic going on silently, and then all of a sudden one day it will just explode. But the more you concentrate on these things like quality sleep, exercises, your diet, it will help lower down the inflammation process in your body and save you from a lot of, I don't know, diseases that could come with this. So without making this any longer, this is what I wanted to talk to you guys about. In case you constantly feel tired, I wanted you to understand what's happening to your cells and what you can do to help yourself and change some of your habits, your lifestyle, that could help you in the long run. As you'll be fixing this one area, you'll be fixing a lot of other areas that inflammation could destroy. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday, and I cannot wait to see you again next week. If you do have any questions, any comments, please leave below. You may rate this podcast, and I will be happy to connect with all of you. Thank you. That's it, guys, for today. I believe that you've learned something new. If you have been constantly tired, or you know someone who has been constantly tired or abnormally tired, you may suggest this episode to them. Please leave a comment, subscribe, like, share with your friends, and please feel free to DM me or email me for questions. I would love to listen and help where I can. I hope you have a wonderful Monday, and I wish you all the best for the rest of your week. Let's meet again, same time next week on Monday. Ciao.